Recreational cannabis producers have a fast approaching deadline. By September 1st, they must sell all their goods produced before April 1st of this year to retailers or throw them out. Micah Sherman, co-owner of Raven Grass in Olympia, has settled on this fate.
We're probably going to end up with quite a bit of product that we're going to have to throw away.
This is because of a new pesticide testing requirement for recreational cannabis. Anything produced before April can't be sold to retailers after September 1st. Every strain has to be tested under the new regulations, creating a bigger cost burden for small batch craft growers like Sherman.
What we've had to do is like cut down on the variety and the small batches that we're growing and grow larger amounts of the same strain.
Sherman says that has an impact on consumers, with potentially less variety in the marketplace. Exactly how costly are these tests to farms? Sean Dene Wagonseller, CEO of Washington Bud Co. in Smoky Point, says she is now spending almost $1,800 on testing monthly. She used to spend just under $700.
We held steady at our prices and have just absorbed the cost so far.
The testing costs have increased for smaller farms because the regulations increase the lot testing size from 5 pounds to up to 50 pounds. Farmers that grow more can test more at once, which is an economic advantage to them, but those producing less are left paying more. Some growers disagree that new pesticide testing will result in better consumer safety because producers self-select which samples to test. Sherman and Wagonseller say it's easy for someone to cheat the system.
People could send in samples of any product and call it whatever they want.
Both producers would like to see the regulations handled by the Washington State Department of Agriculture. They think this would ensure better safety standards for consumers and support for producers. Right now, it's the Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board who has oversight. Justin Nordhorn, Director of Policy and External Affairs for the board, says they have heard from some licensees that since the new rules have been in place, their testing costs have gone up, but not the majority of growers.
Some smaller growers will say, our costs have gone up. Now, we haven't heard that across the board, and it's really not the Liquor and Cannabis Board's role to control the cost of testing.
It's not. Labs where the testing occurs control the cost. Only labs that are certified through a third-party contractor that the State Liquor and Cannabis Board works with can do this type of testing. Nordhorn says it's too early to make conclusions about whether the new regulations are working or not, as it's only been a few months, but they will be assessing in the future to see if modifications need to be made. I'm Lauren Gallup.